On April 30th, Valley Beth Shalom welcomed 1,200 people to hear a conversation between Rabbi Nolan Leibovitz and Rachel Goldberg-Pullen. She also appeared at Stephen Wise Temple on May 3rd, where she appeared in conversation with Stephen Wise Temple Senior Rabbi Yoshi Zweiback. Goldberg-Pullen's new book, When We See You Again, a memoir of pain and strength detailing her experience following the abduction of her 23-year-old son, Hirsch, by Hamas on October 7, 2023, and his murder by the terrorist group 330 days later, topped the New York Times bestseller list the day before her VBS appearance. At the two San Fernando Valley synagogues, she talked about her journey through unthinkable tragedy and the process of carrying grief. A packed, Israel-loving crowd filled the Sabin Theater on April 30 as the Consulate General of Israel to the Pacific Southwest held its annual celebration of Israel's Independence Day, bringing together members of the Israeli and Jewish-American communities, along with elected officials and diplomats, to mark 78 years since the founding of the State of Israel. Security was visible at the entrance, with guests passing through metal detectors and a police presence outside the venue. Actor and comedian Dana Dute opened the evening, which included a lively dance performance by the Keshet Chaim Dance Ensemble and a set by Israeli singer Laraz Chari, who also performed several songs in Farsi to the delight of many in the Iranian-American audience. The program featured remarks from U.S. Reps. Juan Siskomani, R. Ariz, Brad Sherman, D. Sherman Oaks, and former Sephardi Chief Rabbi of Israel Yitzhak Yosef. Consul General of Israel in Los Angeles Israel Bakker highlighted Israel's position on the global stage, saying, "In just 78 years, Israel is now a regional superpower, standing together with the United States against the Iranian regime and its nuclear ambitions." Five officials were recognized for their contributions to U.S.-Israel relations over the past year, including Arizona State Representative David Livingston, R., outgoing Colorado State Senator Daphna Michelson Jeanette, D., California State Senator Henry Stern, D. Sherman Oaks, Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman, and San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow. The evening also included a tribute to the U.S. and Israeli armed forces, with participation from active and retired Air Force personnel and pilots from both countries. Several organizations partnered with the Israeli consulate to support the event, including the Sabin Family Foundation, Stand With Us, Friends of the Israel Defense Forces, the Israeli American Council and the Iranian American Jewish Federation. Stand With Us CEO Roz Rothstein addressed the crowd, saying, "We stand with Israel knowing they have faced so many emotional and physical tests, and have not only survived, but continue to lead the world in happiness, innovation, and so much more." Am Israel Chai.